Well, we've been mentioning that there's a milestone happening today on the Nahum Segal Network. Years ago, Mark Zomik began an incredible program called The Erev Shabbos Show. It's a great show. It's every week, 7 p.m. Thursday, 3 a.m. Friday, 10 a.m. Friday, all times Eastern. You get an opportunity three times to hear songs that are specifically designated for that week, to hear up-to-date music, to hear some great classics. And all of it is brought to you by the wonderful people at Kedem. I want to thank Yochi Herzog and his entire family and company and the greater Kedem Royal Wine outfit. They understand what it is to sponsor good quality Jewish stuff. And this one they take extra pride in. The Erev Shabbos music mix, the final hour before Shabbos, and this, the Erev Shabbos show, hosted by Mark Zomik. Now, the reason it's a milestone is because tonight at 7 p.m., the 200th episode of the Erev Shabbos show, the 200th edition, will be presented by Mark Zomik, brought to you by the wonderful people at Kedem. With that in mind, Mark Zomik is with us live via telephone. Mark Zomik, mazal tov to you. What an accomplishment. 200 is quite significant. It's amazing. It means you're at this for years. So many people enjoy the show, so a big mazal tov to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel like Matis has probably done 7,000 Sunday shows already, but 200 is a big number for me.
It's a big number. It's a unique show, right? When you first introduced it, none of us, I would think, including yourself, really knew exactly what it was or where it was going. And it's become a real icon, a real staple for pre-Shabbos programming. Our data indicates that, and just the way people talk about it, people love the fact there's a fresh, new Erev Shabbos show for each week on the Nahum Segal Network.
I appreciate it. We did. I mentioned on the show that we did, I think it was 29 episodes of what we called the Friday Live Lunch. And out of exactly the conversations we had after doing that for 6 months, when I renegotiated my contract to turn it into the Erev Shabbos show. And by renegotiate, I mean because I think the biggest difference was I know my 6 weeks off of over the course of the year, the a cappella weeks, which right. I don't think I had when we were doing the Friday Live Lunch.
So right. Good point.
The contract got renegotiated.
Yeah, and what a rough negotiating session it was, I remember.
Just like
yesterday. Anyway, Mark is one of those people that has been an incredible, incredible staff member, volunteer. I call him whatever you want. He is one of the mainstays of the Nahum Segal Network and responsible for so much that goes on behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. And tonight is obviously a very big occasion. Now, tonight's unique for a variety of reasons that you can mention. One of them I want to mention, if it's okay with you, is that you actually have a special guest who's going to join you on the air tonight.
I don't want to call him as a special guest. I think he's a special partner.
Right.
And so we don't really do guests. I think maybe you and Miriam appeared on the show when I was doing some kind of favorite song kind of thing.
Right.
But we generally don't have guests. It's mostly about the music and whatever stream of consciousness comes to my mind. But when you mentioned that it was an opportunity to have this person as a guest on the show, I do not consider this person a guest. He is absolutely a partner with the Nahum Segal Network and certainly with the Erev Shabbos show every single week.
All right. So that's going to be tonight. Have you set up an approximate time for that guest, or should we just ask everyone to, on one at least one of the three occasions, tune into the entire Erev Shabbos show?
Well, of course I would say that. I would say I think it's in the first 40 minutes of the show.
Oh, good.
It comes up.
Okay, very nice. So that's going to be happening tonight in the 7 o'clock hour, tomorrow morning in the 3 a.m. hour, and tomorrow morning in the 10 a.m. hour. Seriously, a special guest, a partner, as Mark Zomik describes him, in the Erev Shabbos show. And it should be very, very exciting to hear what he has to say about this milestone event. Now, aside from the special guest, which you've indicated is a rarity, again, very, very unusual for guests to appear on the show, are there other things unique about the 200th episode?
So when I did the show last week, and I mentioned that, oh, we have the 200th episode, but I hadn't yet thought of a theme because, you know, try to figure out how to tie 3 hours of Jewish music together,
right,
thematically, beyond just around the parsha of the week. I had no idea. But in between, when I did the Thursday night Erev Shabbos show, and I did the Friday morning JM and the AM, show, and by the way, the rumors that it was Miriam Wallach doing load management were not true. It was just, you know, you were just being a little under the weather at the last
minute. Yeah, I appreciate all the concern that I got Thursday, Friday, and over the weekend, but that's basically what it was, folks. Just a little bit under the weather and needed to rejuvenate a bit.
Okay.
And Avrami,
she wasn't sitting you strategically.
Correct. And many of the people associated with our network really came through, but none as much as Avrami and yourself. So a big thank you.
Avrami, certainly.
Yeah, big thank you to both of you. Anyway, so yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, so, but in between, the theme that I thought of as I get into to my mind songs, and I, you know, certainly it happens when songs come out and I get really excited about them and I play them, you know, for a couple of months, week after week they appear. So what I try to do is go back and think of some of the songs that I had played, let's say more than average, that I, my song obsessions that I would call them, that I would play week after week, and reminisce about some of those songs and how they came in. So a couple of those songs don't fall into this week's Parsha. There are a number of Haftorah songs that I'm very enamored with, because especially they come up a couple times, you know, there are a few Haftorahs that we read multiple times a year, and
right.
There's some really great songs associated with them. And there were just some songs that popped into my head. They say, oh, you know, after 200 episodes, I really have to play. So ironically, you do 200 episodes and you played the songs you played the most, but that was the theme that I thought of to come up with.
All right.
Play.
So
it's my favorite song.
Yeah, it's basically songs that have dominated the first 200 episodes. You could put it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's the theme. And any specific song you'd like to end this conversation with?
So I don't know which came first, the idea of that the theme or this song, but Gershon Veroba Shimcha is maybe the most identifiable song obsession. Look, it's an Erev Shabbos song. It's a great upbeat song, and it's Gershon Veroba. You can't go bad with Gershon Veroba. So I think Shimcha was the quintessential song obsession that I would pick.
Okay. Now, one last point. It's Erev Shabbos Parshas Vayechi. So everyone is probably screaming right now at their app, at their web radio, at their computer monitor, and however else they listen, saying, you've got to have this song in the show tonight. You have no choice. Am I right that song might be included this evening?
Actually, there were two.
Ooh.
Of course, I know which song you're thinking of. it's interesting because there's another song, another amazing, amazing Parsha song this week. I think the originally was released, David Gabay on his Omar David album, Birchas Avicha.
Right.
Because I went back and, you know, Hebrew is not my first language. So sometimes I'll go back and pull out a chumash and look up, you know, the meaning and the underlying meaning of the song. But Yaakov Avinu basically says to his sons, as he's dying, he said, you know, you thought my parents had blessings, but I really had blessings.
Right.
The blessings that I received far surpassed the blessing of my parents. So it's such an amazing message for parents to pass on to the children. Such an, you know, here he is laying, you know, knowing he's going to die, and is able to look so optimistically back on what was an extraordinarily difficult life that we've been reading about for the past 6 or 7 weeks, and say, I you know, the blessings that I have far surpassed the blessings of my parents. And I think that's, you know, that's such an amazing message and such an amazing song that goes along with that message.
Incredible. So. Incredible. All right. Congratulations. Mazel tov. And a big thank you, of course. And a big thank you to our friends at Kedem for sponsoring the Erev Shabbos show and all of our Erev Shabbos programming. They take great pride in it, and we take great pride in having them as the sponsor of those segments and all these specific shows that have to do with Erev Shabbos. And Mark, Ad Me'ev Estrim, keep going strong. Looking forward to the on-air interview after before the 2000th episode.
Okay. Well, by the way, I don't know if Ad Me'ev Estrim works when I'm already up to 200. So maybe you should come up with another.
All right. I'll think about that.
Mishkaya.
Thank you for joining us, and good luck tonight.
No worries.
He is Mark Zamek. He is the host of the Erev Shabbos show, brought to you by the wonderful people at Kedem, the first airing tonight at 7 p.m. of the 200th episode. More coming up at J-Man.